The City of Victoria has established a 10-member panel to figure out how to make the city safer. The panel, which includes Victoria Mayor Marianne Alto, VICPD Chief Del Manick, Fire Chief Daniel Atkinson and Medical Health Officer Mike Benusik, among others, will meet over the next 15 months to develop a community safety and well-being plan. The plan is expected to include immediate actions to reduce crime and public disorder, along with longer-term solutions. The panel will also prepare a report for Council to consider in the fall of 2024. It's clear that, despite everyone's best efforts, the current system is not providing the level of safety and quality of life we want for our citizens, especially those on our streets and in our parks, Manick said in a statement. The best path forward involves greater collaboration, from all sectors, with a long-term focus on innovative problem-solving, and investment in programs with proven effectiveness in building safety and preventing crime. Atkinson said over the past 20 years, he has witnessed an increase in first responder call volume as well as a change in the diversity of call types the fire department responds to. I am looking forward to this initiative and working with the committee as we reimagine ways for connecting with every member of our community and work to develop new and innovative approaches for enhancing public safety for everyone. Development of the plan will be supported by the Canadian Municipal Network on Crime Prevention, a not-for-profit organization with a mandate to reduce crime and foster community safety. Public Safety Minister Mike Farnworth said the province supports development of the plan. Everyone deserves to feel safe, and we share people's frustration with the uptick in repeat violent offending, he said in the statement. The panel also includes artist Brianna Baer of the Songhees Nation, Johnny Morris, Chief Executive of the Provincial Division of the Canadian Mental Health Association, Julian Daly, Chief Executive of Our Place Society, Robert Jall, Managing Director of Jall Properties, Sandra Severs, President of the Victoria Downtown Residents Association, and Suzanne Bradbury, Chief Executive of Fort Properties. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@timescolonist.com.